Zuma Radio. Gotta love everything about that song. The lyrics, the melody, the spirit of it all. That's the Beach Boys. Fun, fun, fun on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Marissa Lennox, in for Sam.
And I'm Jane. And among the many changes in Justin Trudeau's cabinet shuffle yesterday was a decision to double up the duties of Seamus O'Regan, who is the new seniors minister, in addition to the labor minister. How is the shakeup in the seniors ministry viewed by members of CARP, A New Vision of Aging? Our friend Bill Van Gorder, Chief Policy and Chief Operating Officer at CARP, joins us now with his take on the move. Hey, Bill.
Hey, good morning, girls.
Seamus actually has some history of collaborating with CARP, which might be a good start, right?
Well, he does, and with not-for-profits in general. Back when he was with CTV, he was very supportive of many not-for-profits in Newfoundland, and he has a very good relationship with our CARP chapter in Newfoundland and knows them well. So better than the previous Minister of Seniors, who didn't seem to have much contact at all. At least we know he's got the background. So like I, as Libby said, I'm not excited, but I feel better about this change. And I don't mind the fact, and our CARP members don't mind the fact, that he's also the Minister of Labor, because the seniors portfolio has really been buried in the last year or two federally. The former Minister, Camel Care, lovely lady, but really no impact at all. Seamus O'Regan is well known, seems to really get along well with the Prime Minister, and as Minister of Labor, he's solid at the cabinet table. So this can only help but make seniors more of an issue on their table. And of course, the combination of labor, you know, there's a lot, as you really well know, of very difficult decisions and problems around the older workforce, getting older workers back to work, getting older workers to fill the gaps where there's so much need for labor at the moment. So he's in a good position to do both.
Sure, a good amount of overlap, Bill. But, you know, there are still concerns about managing two portfolios, two big portfolios that could divert his attention from, you know, one or the other. And how confident are you that he'll effectively balance the complexities of the labor file and also seniors' needs?
Well, one of the first things we did was see who was staff, who are the supportive people, because we know that generally when ministers have had two portfolios, when they've been successful, it's because they've had very strong staff working on both files. When they haven't been successful, then the public servants working for them were not as strong. We know that the minister, he'll be bringing from the former minister, senior, some very good new people. There's been some changes there recently. I don't think they'll take second fiddle to their labor counterparts. So the potential is there, but it really depends on staffing and how they work with their minister. And for that, we just have to see how that works out in the long run. We'll certainly be supporting by suggesting specific things that they can do short term that are going to make life better for older Canadians.
Well, let's talk about your strategy, Bill, with a brand new seniors minister. It was not that long ago you had a conversation with NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, who seemed to be in favor of reversing mandatory RIF withdrawals. I know that's one of the big asks of CARP. You are an Atlantic Canadian, as is Seamus O'Regan. Will you be able to sit down with him or at least chat with him on the phone anytime soon?
Well, we really think we will. You know, in recent weeks, all of the parties have contacted us, not us contacting them, but them contacting CARP and saying, we want to talk to you. We've talked to senior officials in all of the parties, and we expect that to continue. They all of a sudden, after a couple of years of very little attention paid to seniors' issues in the last couple of months, they seem to have perked up and taken more interest. Could this mean that there could be an election sooner than later on the rise? I think maybe that's a real possibility. We all know that this government has been in as a minority government longer than any other in Canadian history. So we're starting to think that we, at least at CARP, should be election ready, and we're going to be talking to as many people as we can in senior positions in all three parties.
Well, and before we let you go, Bill, Jane mentioned RIF reform, but what are some of the other specific areas of seniors' issues that you hope Seamus O'Regan will prioritize in his new combined role?
Yeah, there certainly are. Certainly all the health, although financial concerns are always the number one on our surveys and was again in the survey that just completed last week, health issues are still a very strong concern right across the country. And what we're looking for now is to aim higher than we were before COVID to make sure that those things we learned about how quickly we can react happens now. So what we want are decisions to help seniors with health issues that are going to take place now, going to take place within 6 months, within a year, not five-year plans that never seem to really happen. So we're going to be pushing for health reform, especially in home care. Home care is still being ignored. We hear about governments at all levels building more long-term care spaces, and that's very good. We need them, but the real answer is better home care so that we don't have to have so many people into those long-term care facilities. So home care will be a key one that we'll be talking to him and the new Minister of Health about, too.
Bill Van Gorder, Chief Policy and Chief Operating Officer at CARP. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you very much. Talk to you again.